a couple of things that I want to bring up. One of the things that has popped up for me is when you're around Zen centers, and particularly new people, but people who've been here for some time will also be aware, you begin to hear some negativity. You'll begin to hear negative thoughts. See, people will speak of their practice, see, in way, and the practice itself in negative ways. See, the practice doesn't work. What they'll say, there really isn't anything to it. Or they will misunderstand what people say. And they misunderstand according to their own belief system. See, one of the things that someone had mentioned, see, in listening to someone else's talk, they said, well, this gave me, I felt good because there's really nothing out there. I don't have to look for anything out there. There's nothing good comes out of this. That wasn't what I heard the person say. What I heard the person say is that once they started, or once they stopped looking outside of themselves for something, then something did occur. We have people sitting in this room right now who have actually experienced, see, an amazing change in their lives. Part of the problem with the negativity is that there are people who will spend years and years and years around Zen centers and they really don't practice. They really don't sit Zazen. See, when I was over at ZCLA, it was a place, it was sort of a hell realm for Roshi. He hid from people. Why? See, the negativity. Now, this negativity, you can see this everywhere. Look at the world around you. It is all based, see, the crazy political scene, the military, see, the continuous war. It's all based, see, on ignorance. Ignorance, see. Ignorance means that you experience yourself as separate from the environment around you. If you're experiencing yourself as separate from the environment around you, then you have to defend yourself against that environment. You have to be aggressive, see, trying to, see, take the action away. What do they call it? Preemptive. See, I will attack preemptively so that I can defend myself. See, this is all born out of ignorance. And in Buddha Dharma, the three poisons, greed, anger, and ignorance. Ignorance is the granddaddy. See, and that's you experiencing yourself as separate. And this is the condition of the world. See, most of you, and I hope you're sane enough to realize that you should vote. And you should vote and be very, very careful. See, because you cannot correct samsara, but we can reduce the suffering. See, and these are my stories that I experienced personally with Maizumi Roshi, with Kori Roshi, with Lama Wangdor. See, that when you can free yourself, see, from the ignorance, from this sense of duality, meaning you are no longer driven behind the egocentric self. See, you can begin to do good. See, you can begin to do good. Oh, was my own teacher attacked out there? Oh, of course he was. He was attacked, maligned, see, by people who were close to him. See? And why was that? See? Because they never freed themselves. See? That they were trapped in their own story, their own belief system. See? If you can free yourself, see, from the snares of the egocentric mind, an amazing new world opens up for you. See? It's an absolutely true statement. The practice is real. And when people, if they've been here 20 years, see, and they simply sit and say, my practice doesn't work. I can't count from 1 to 10. See, that, for me, that is a pathetic statement. I can't count my breath from 1 to 10. Those of you who have done any practicing, you know what that means. That person is totally trapped and their delusional mind. And that's not someone that you should scorn. See, great sympathy. because there's tremendous pain, there's fear, there's insecurity there. There is no freedom trapped in the egocentric mind. But see, we can entertain. We can get in silly places. See, silly places, pushing our agenda, wanting, see, some kind of validation. See, not understanding any of that. All of that egocentric rumination that you think is so important, it's silly. See, it's silly. See, literally, see, when you are close to the most amazing kind of experience, see, when I say close, it is closer. See, as the great Joshua said, closer than the skin on your nose. See, it's a question of freeing ourselves. The point to practice, the point to Buddhism is to free ourselves. See, from the ruminations. Now, in this delusional world, we can catch all kinds of very serious issues to deal with. Kyoji's mother died a couple of days ago. See? When you sit beside a dying person, particularly you sit beside a dying person whose family. See, I think Kyoji loved her mother. See? When you sit beside a dying person, you don't have any room to be silly. See, you don't have any room to feed your ego. See, you're simply sitting there in this place where you have no roadmap. There, I don't know what to do. Now, Kyoji, I was talking to her as she was sitting beside her mother. And I apologized because I had just come out of treatment that I couldn't come over. See, I told her to contact Mazen, see, so that if she needed someone, but see, I did that to reassure her. But I don't think a hazy moon priest needs anyone with them. They can handle that, which in fact she and her brother did handle. See, all you have to do is get very, very quiet. Kyoji touched on that. See, you may not believe it. And if you don't and can't free yourself from your belief system, see, you will never experience, see, the deep stillness. What is Buddhism all about? See, what is life all about? When somebody says, there's not much to this, there's no real big experience here. See, I don't understand. Nyogen makes reference to these books. I don't see the point behind them. You don't see the point behind them. If you can say that, you also don't see the point behind practice. You don't see what Buddha Dharma is. What's death? What is death? See? Now, with Kyoji, I could relate. I stood beside my mother as she died. See? When everyone left, see, I stayed there with her, and I helped put her in the body bag. Why? That's what a son does. When Kyoji called me on one occasion, that's what I told her. This is what a daughter does. She sits beside her mother. She assists her mother. A son sits beside his mother. He assists his mother. This is what a priest does. See? No fear. See? We simply sit there. See? And if you can do that, see, you begin to turn the wheel in a most amazing way. No fantasies. No make-believe dharma. None of your delusional, psychedelic, drug-laden trips. And don't run those past an old hippie. Been there, done that. Waste of time. See? Dogen taught. Let's see if we can clarify. Dogen taught. As a Buddha is in birth and death, there is no birth and death. It is also said, as a Buddha is not in birth and death, A Buddha is not deluded by birth and death. What is Dogen talking about here? He's giving us some specific instructions. See? As a Buddha is in birth and death. See? Do you know what a Buddha is? A Buddha simply means awake. See? An awakened state, an awakened consciousness. As a Buddha, see, is in birth and death, because this Buddha, this awakened mind, is not away from this, see, there is no birth and there is no death. And it also said, as a Buddha is not in birth and death, as this most amazing awakened state, this most amazing consciousness, it's not trapped in this illusion of the six senses. The rising, the falling, the rising, the falling. That is the eternal life of the Buddha, of the awakened mind. You can't conceptualize, theorize, pretend. You can posture, and that's done. See, but the posturing itself will cause more pain and suffering. Now, Dogen cautions us to never neglect these words. Those who want to become free from birth and death should understand the meaning of these words. What is this? Those who want to be free. So if somebody starts talking about there's nothing to Buddha Dharma, see, fantasies, nothing. It's just this grinded out here in the realm of samsara. They don't see it. The point behind Buddha Dharma is to free yourself, see, from birth and death. This can be done.